Name des
Wie hieß die Erotik des Geräuschs, glaube ich. Alle möglichen Aspekte von Geräuschen einer Fabrik oder einer, ich glaube, Druckerei oder sowas.
Diese bestimmte spezifische Stimmung der Welt. So ein bisschen das Einsame, das Radiomachen, das dann eben auch anders ist. Ja, irgendwie finde ich beides einsam. Das stimmt, obwohl auch wenn jemand dann sagt, ja, du hast auch diese Sendung, und dann sagt er, ja, eine andere Million hört da mit. Das ist für mich abstrakt. Ich denke, ich bin einsam. Das fühlt sich so an.
Weil das ist ja das Tolle am Radio, dass das Visuelle nicht da ist. Den Klang zu konzentrieren und in diesen verschiedenen Zusammenhängen den irgendwie einzuordnen. Gewissermaßen über den Klang erzeugen muss. Das alles erklärt. Und das hat eben in der Sendung, fand ich, toll funktioniert.
Beides einsam, das stimmt. Obwohl auch wenn mir jemand dann sagt, ah, du hast auch diese Sendung, dann sagen wir, eine andere Million hört da mit. Das ist für mich abstrakt, ich denke, ich bin einsam. Das fühlt sich so an. Mein Lieblingsmoment war, als ich dann am Morgen früh aufstand, kontrollierte, ob alles läuft. Und dann kam da das so gehüpft über den Nahen Osten, Türkei und dann plötzlich Italien. Und dann schaltete es zurück ins Studio und schwuppsdiwupps begann eine kanadische Nachtsendung.
Mirage.
Dann es war natürlich anders herum angepackt, es waren zwei Blogprojekte und das war ganz gezielt auf die Freiräume.
The Internet,
Mirage.
Auf jeden Fall war das ganz toll und es war auch das Tolle, weil wir unterwegs sind, wo gerade die Sonne aufgeht.
Ja.
Ansonsten gibt es das ja gar nicht. Das kennen ja Leute gar nicht.
There was just this flurry of events that were specifically referring to a kind of 100-year anniversary and then wondering, well, what's the future for radio? So
glaube Mirage Kino.
Or maybe the dream of the internet is but you know, I do think it's taking a while to catch up, and people are just like, hey, come on, we need some media over here. Especially for a national broadcast. And then a number of artists have started using very different exercise forms of transmission in order to enable interactive artworks, and so that kind of caused some people to turn more towards. And in part, I think it's because kind the site of volatility has shifted in the practice, in the relationship.
Maybe as a side.
I mean, for me, radio art is kind of one of the most important things about it is that no matter which possible form we're talking about, whether we're talking about broadcast or installation or performance or whatever, there's a level of unpredictability and volatility that you can't. Like there's no pretending that you actually have 100% control over the situation, and I feel like that is enhanced over some other form within transmitters. And I mean, it's really a feature of radio. Working with radio is this unpredictability. And so even in a broadcast setting where you know the transmitter is 100% sure because it's the national transmitter or whatever, you still have no idea under which conditions people are listening. And if you're in a small space where you know you're all sharing those conditions to listen, then you also have no idea how the transmission is going to be affected by bodies walking around or whatever.
Und das ist so ein, für mich so eine tolle Geografie, also eine aktuelle Geografie, weil es einerseits
die akustischen Informationen auch.
Der ähnliche Zustände herstellen. Das fand ich immer sehr ein tolles globales Gefühl.
Ja.
Dinge. Es war.
Yeah, I mean, when I was trying to think about this a little while ago, that's sort of I was trying to think of what are these characteristics that are shared. And it's not even that radio art is even always audible. I mean, sometimes it's about, you know, creating interference or, I don't know, I feel like that this is really the one characteristic I can tie to all of my radio exploits, is this sense of unpredictability.
Meinst du allgemein für Dinge oder jetzt diese speziellen Stücke?
A lot of people who only just peripherally use radio art. And radio art kind of went dormant for a little while. There's all of these people who really specifically use transmission as their main. Some people transition from one thing to the other. Like people who used to work a lot with radio are no longer working with radio really at all.
Das ist eine gute Frage.
And radio art kind of went dormant for a little while.
Dass eine andere Form ist als die man mittlerweile normal.
And radio art kind of went dormant for a little while. Specifically with transmission. Transition from one thing to the other. Work a lot with radio. Radio transmission.
Das ist eine gute Frage. Bildvertonung oder sowas. Für Radio Play hält oder so, das ist einfach ein anderes. Abstrakt, dass man in dem gewissermaßen sowas wie Malerei sieht.
In radio art kind of went dormant for a little while.
Der flüchtige Charakter des Radios hat eine eindeutige Schönheit, einen anderen Standard hat oder eine andere Form des Experimentierens und so weiter. Das ist eine gute Frage.
Die
ist vollkommen verschwunden.
specifically these transmissions.
Das hat sich ja total verändert.
Sure.
Ist eigentlich ja hauptsächlich in.
No, I feel like, again, those sorts of things are just so outside of my control. I'm not too worried about them. I mean, in terms of the artistic process, if I'm doing something, quote, live in the studio, then there's going to be a more improvised, it'll be probably fairly improvised on my end. Versus something that I know is I'm not even attempting to do live, then I, you know, I'll usually sit down and really compose things quite a bit more. But in the end, it is a really tricky thing to even speak of live radio, because so many radio stations have this delay feature built in. So, you know, even if it's just a semantic quibble, you are technically 7 seconds away from being live. But in terms of the liveness of this is what I like about doing an installed performance or performed installation, however you want to put it, where I spend like a day or two hanging radios and setting up a listening environment. But for me, the liveness make sounds in it for 45 minutes or so while people are all there to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Even if quite a bit of what I'm mixing, something is really just like hitting someone's ears as soon as I make the sound, that I really kind of give myself over. I really like using theremin a lot, but I can't use that ever in a live setting with a radio transmitter, because a radio transmitter renders the theremin useless. So
it's so sexy.
It just makes one sound when you've got a radio transmitter on.
Oh God.
So I often have to pre-sample that, and then I sort of see those as
räumlich
kind of being these like it becomes like a musical field recording that I'm mixing in with other things.
That's so schrecklich.
But yeah, even if a lot of those parts are pre-recorded, there's definitely still a live feeling to the visualization, and
yeah,
I'm making spontaneous choices, responding to the audience, responding to the feeling of the day or the evening, to shape.
Also furchtbar. So kein Gefühl für Räumlichkeit. Räumlichkeit für aber.
Absolutely, yeah, because some days they're very quiet and some days they're entirely out of control. So it can be really varied in terms of like how much environment you're kind of competing with.
Kurzhörspiel klingt einfach fürchterlich amateurhaft. Wissen kann, das ist. Oh Gott, ey, das ist so. Also ich muss. Ja, grauen, also furchtbar. Ich sag, ich möchte bitte gute Sprecher haben. Ein Hörspiel ist sofort scheiße, wenn der Sprecher scheiße ist.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Machen, was du willst.
Problem with Skype.
Ja, weil scheinbar. Ach so, weil es gibt nämlich so ein Programm, das heißt, glaube ich, Flower Power oder irgendwie so ähnlich. Ja, damit kann man doch auch solche Sachen aufnehmen, oder? Ja. Okay. Ja. Jetzt muss ich mal kurz überlegen. Also Radio ist auch ganz viel drin. Ansonsten gibt es ja gar nicht. Weil mich interessiert total das Medium Hörspiel. Das kennen ja Leute gar nicht.
It's something not to try. Again, it's a question of not trying to have control, but trying to play,
ja,
play with it, gut. Play with the circumstances, to play with the.
Uh-huh.
The radio environment, and on the one hand it's something that I use a lot of,
yeah,
radio phonic sounds in a musical way, but it's also the sense that that the whole radiophonic system that I construct or that I try to design is just sort of an elaborate way to try to play with these waves that are floating around already. Can't help but want to just fiddle with it a little more, whereas if something is really just like hitting someone's ears as soon as I make the sound, then I really kind of give myself over to that in that moment.
Meinst du, früher war das jetzt Picknick? Da kannst du noch so tolle Klänge draufpacken. Oder sonst. Können wir das nicht. Also ein Radio mitnehmen. Instrument ist ein Echtzeitmedium. Mit dem Radio. Also Radio ist. Fernsehen gegenüber. So, aber es ist für mich etwas, was aus der Radiotradition kommt.
But I mean, for me, the liveness, it manifests in different ways. I mean, I certainly enjoy arriving at the station with a lot of ways to make sound and ideas in my head.
I'm in the communication and culture department.
The most, I think, in that situation.
I'm using radio art as a research form to consider questions in communication theory and about transmission more broadly.
One of those questions is this sort of classic face-off in communication theory between broadcast and dialogue. And in the past, people have considered dialogue to always be the most sort of desired communication form, with broadcast being a somehow like more promiscuous and kind of less desired secondary choice. And the dream there is that through dialogue, you will achieve some kind of total union with the other, this total knowledge, that the two become one somehow through dialogue. Of course, that actually never happens, which everybody else admits. And so it's this sort of failed enterprise, this over and over again, we have this mortal desire to communicate that fails, or it's only partially possible.
Kollektive Wahrnehmung
and
immer toll fand.
So what I'm interested in is proposing ideas around transception as a kind of third model.
Im Kino oder sonst wie sich den hört.
Transception.
Das Tolle am Radio ist eben,
it's the English translation of Brecht's ideas, but I actually feel like I'm trying to develop the idea some more. And part of what it is to think about relationships not merely on a one-to-one or on a point-to-point basis, but to think of them happening in these kinds of complex circular forms. And I think community radio, for instance, is a really good example of a transceptive form.
So, Hörkulisse ist oder irgendwas, was korrespondiert künstlerisch mit dem Programm, was gesendet wird.
People engage in all sorts of communication, and there is
was für mich immer noch
like
sehr stark mit dem Radio verbunden sein könnte.
That's the pretext for it, but in fact, although now where sort of the real radio is happening is in this complex series of 300 radio of relationships that people have, like as listeners, as possible.
And that piece is very much about
programmers
set up
in the sort of interplay of people chatting on the street about shows that they heard or
kind of engulfed
about events that happen that sort of surround those transmissions. So I just sort of like bring on the chaos. It's kind of what happens.
Touch radios and
sein könnte.
And the radios respond to them, but not in a kind of one-to-one interaction way, but, you know, as bodies are moving through the array, then it causes these ripples of interference in other parts of the array.
Feel like,
so it's that kind of complex series of relations. That,
I mean, there within radio art, you can kind of talk about,
and as a result, like, through this kind of like, research, like, through
things
doing
that more towards
his research work, part of what I've been discovering is thinking a lot more about audio phenomenology and
radio format,
traditional radio format,
fractured communication
as works that are more
kind of the best state possible,
manipulating the electromagnetic spectrum or interesting waves. And so between those two poles, there's really quite a lot of variation. But I don't always.
And the other thing
that
I'm interested in
is I'm trying to overcome the changes that I feel like on the radio continue to swirl around radio, which is that.
Oh,
I have a hard time
communication
technology. We're trying to overcome distance and time. And I'm actually really interested in listening to distance and feeling time. Like I actually want to experience those things. I don't really want to eliminate them. So I'm interested in how that can be accomplished through different sorts of spatialization and through these, you know, trying to propose these more empathic relationships between things that you hear on the radios, like the little radios, and people that you can't see, and trying to hear bodies in the system and that sort of thing. So
also eine geistähnliche Wahrnehmung kommt auch sehr nah ran an diesen pathologischen Zustand von Stimmenhören.
I mean, the nice thing is that they really have, like, they've really tried to embrace this term.
So we proposed it at that time,
and
kind of
taken on
as like the
future
call
to be
in the world,
transmit pure emotion. And as a result, they definitely
not audio, but actually like television
and different other kinds of wireless.
And that there would be
so,
on the one hand this.
Whereas I feel like
this,
like as a radio artist,
and devices,
and
maybe slightly
more
weirdy
caps that would be dropped in this.
But I don't know. I have
big environment by then. Start doing
lingering cap
experiments.
I want to get
louder. I want to
drop
some things. The lower continent,
yeah.
And getting people hooked on the
yeah,
channel so that they wouldn't try to come up north and use up all the lingering resources. But that meanwhile, there might also be this ability of people to begin to develop a kind of low-grade tele-empathy with those devices. So. I mean, I spent so much time listening to radio and listening to sounds between stations, and that there are lots of other people who spend lots of time listening to sounds between stations because they're either ham radio
also
operators.
Also, because I've been reading about all
searching
for intelligent
radio
universe
tracking meteorites,
radio
spiders, or
whatever
of radio signals.
So I'm interested in that.
In
that kind of doomed enterprise.
I don't know if you've heard some of this stuff. I should send you
what?
The link. It's beautiful.
You know, the way
sound
in which those
are basically hearing
very
little micro
granules
of radio stations
and
rebounding like a bit of meteorite and then hitting them if
like
antenna
yourselves
and out there in the world, but if you
langsame,
actually want to hear something that was foreign, so.
So eine Antenne hält.
Anyway, and along the way, I've discovered that the spectrum is a really messy place, and even though, you know, it's a very neat-looking little diagram when you look at the description of the electromagnetic spectrum, I hear all kinds of strange stuff all the time, but I have no idea where it's from, and people can't tell me where it's from, and they're like, oh, maybe that's some sort of packet exchange, maybe that's a sympathetic frequency from something that's much higher up on the spectrum, or, like, it's a really messy place out there. And so
aber
any discussion of it being discrete real estate
Fall
that's for sale by the state is kind of bullshit. So that's been a pretty interesting
also,
thing
war
to
so
talk
klein,
about.
Dieses Ding, fast wie so eine Wanze, die man sich ins Ohr packt. Moderation ist auch ein großes Plus des bezahlten Radiosenders. Komplett in andere Welten abdriften. Also auch, indem ich in diesen Zwischenzonen der Radiostation auf der Mittelwelle oder sowas herumgedreht habe. Ich habe davon auch Aufnahmen gemacht früher.
About how the spectrum is a discursive entity, and it was like, yeah, that's really true. It's not like something they discovered, it's something that was constructed to try to talk about.
Von diesem
a territory that
Bewegung.
We know to practice it. I don't even know what that would be yet, but
yeah.
It just occurs to me that like it's pretty available. Like the dial is quite available out there.
Good. Und auch ein gewisser gesunder Faktor der des Zufalls. Also
yeah, there's a lot of space here too.
Although
I have to say, you know, I was helping a friend set up an installation where he wanted to use a radio from the 1920s, and so we need to get an AM transmitter for that. And AM transmission is really fatiguing to be around. I think it's quite a lot harder on your body actually than an FM transmission.
So, Radiointeressierte und Radiokünstler zusammenzubringen, diesen sozialen Charakter. Es gibt auch so Netzwerke davon, ne?
That makes sense.
Und ich glaube, die haben auch eben Interesse dran, die Leute auch zusammenzubringen.
Yeah, it's really a hard thing about
genau.
Using radios. People always want to touch them and they always want to take
yeah.
them away. Like, I have lost so many radios
ja.
Over the years. It's getting better, though. I find I'm sort of installing in situations where that's less of an issue.
Huh.
But especially when you're using anything interesting, like I just did a piece recently with some vintage radios, and you know, even though it's kind of a quasi-gallery concert setting, people were really wanting to touch the radios and really like, so, where did you get these from? I was like, get your hands off my radio. Amplitude modulation, like you're pushing out these pulses of electricity that are higher than what you do with FM, and just proximity to it over time, it kind of cooks your little cells a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, like anything over 1 or 2 watts is just too hot to listen to, feel in your system all day long. I mean, I'm also really interested in the materiality of radio culture. Like, I really do enjoy collecting these different kinds of old radios and constructing pieces and historical sounding pieces around certain eras of
radio.
So, I mean, I don't really have any statistics on that, but I do know that people have said that AM is more intense than FM, and I figure it must be because it's the amplitude that modulates instead of the frequency, but that's just my theory. I haven't actually looked into it.
Das fand ich toll. Die Kunst, die sozusagen, oder ein künstlerisches Stück, das fürs Radio geschaffen wird, wird mit einem anderen Denken an den Hörer geschaffen, glaube ich.
Run off with the antenna.
Sprachelemente auf. Also das Radio eigentlich wie ein Musikinstrument benutzen. Vor allen Dingen nachts durchwandern dieses Frequenzspektrum. Das wäre noch toller, ja. Der Tatsache stattfand, dass es ein flüchtiges Medium ist. Das soll ich hier beim Radio, das ist halt so ein bisschen traurig. Bei diesem einmal will ich irgendwie versuchen, den Hörer mitzunehmen oder so. Ich glaube, dann komponiere ich das anders.
Okay, so maybe we need to have a whole bunch of artists on bicycles. 100 people on bicycles at all times. Pedal harder! It hurts!
Würde ich sagen, hat Radio Art, also...
yes, we're having galley slaves, we have transmitter slaves. Row!
Ursprünglich immer noch das Bewusstsein des Radios als flüchtiges Medium, also als etwas, das in der Echtzeit passiert und danach nicht mehr abzurufen ist. Das ist, glaube ich, zumindest immer noch in der Ästhetik versteckt, dieses Ding.
Ja,
ich bin noch da.
That sounds good. Oh, fantastic.
Das Radio ist im Grunde in dem Fall dann eigentlich nur eine technische Manifestierung dieses pathologischen Zustands. Wenn jemand sagt, ich höre Stimmen nicht. Also ich habe ein Interview geführt mit einer Frau, und die meinte, ich bin eigentlich wie eine Antenne, die man anpeilen kann. Es beschreibt sich selbst wie ein Radiogerät.
It's kind of unbelievable. I mean,
ja, it's schizophren. Und das ist faszinierend, dass das Medium Radio eine technische Übersetzung ist von Schizophrenie oder von übersinnlicher Wahrnehmung.
Yeah, that's really true.
und um die Uhr läuft eben. Und nur das Dumme ist, ich bin meistens Netzradios und sehr stark auf Playlisten.
Etwas enttäuschten Radiostar.
Optimiert ist, ja. Also eher und wenn du dann ein Anbieter bist, dann machst du lieber 100 Stationen, als dass du eine Station richtig machst.
Ja. I'm just thinking, wow, that's really going on. You're actually playing like 4 Celine Dion records backwards right now. I'm really turning into the radio lady.
I had no idea that was possible.
Like, somebody called me up recently because they were thinking of using transmission for a show, and they're like, oh, are you the radio lady? And I just imagine myself, you know, when I'm 60, standing around with my fuzzy slippers on, calling my radios in from the outdoors, like, okay, come on, little radios, come in and have dinner. It's like I'm the cat lady, but it's with radios.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, some big transmitter clamped onto my head.
Also ans Ohr halten oder sich im Raum halt und bewegen und dann Echo irgendwie mit dem Echo spielen oder dem Hall.
Ich glaube, dass das Radio lange Zeit auch.
I mean, especially for a little while there in the late 90s, there were not very many of us doing radio art that were in communication with one another, and so we only met by doing stuff together. I have hundreds at this point. I literally have hundreds, so.
Die wir entwickelt haben, also über Mundpropaganda auch.
Und ich fand's immer langweilig.
Und einfach die Soundästhetik war vielen Leuten mehr in so einem DIY-Bereich lag und eher also das Collagenartige war viel vorherrschend, vorherzubestimmen, weil halt die ganzen Boomboxen alle verschieden klingen und Ästhetik vielleicht.
Yes.
Also was für ein Remedium bleibt übrig, wenn alle anderen ausfallen? ja, super.
As long as there's herring and there's sauna, I'll be happy.
nee, das, also Boombox ist eigentlich eine Sache, die...
Interessant war das Radio immer nur um zum Beispiel...
Für einen bestimmten Ort, am Alex,
war das Radio immer so zweite Klasse.
Eine U-Bahn-Station.
Ah ja, als ein Medium, das im Grunde für Kunst geschaffen ist.
Also ich glaube, das ist sehr wohl...
Mehr als das Fernsehen.
Oh, nice.
Ein Reisensmitter. Der Sound ist aber auf jeden Fall auch ziemlich dreckig natürlich und ziemlich schwer zu
Yes.
Etwa 1000 Leute und von denen haben dann so einen Anteil auch ihre eigenen Boxen mitgebracht, weil wir das eben auch dazu aufgerufen haben.
It's a great idea.
Eben das Soundsystem zu erweitern. Elemente, wo man eben mit dem...
Ist es Ihr Freund oder?
Artefakt, oder weil ich den Besonderheiten des Raums spiele oder eben der Begrenztheit des Klangs von dem Boombox selber. Also, die ganze Graffiti-Kultur und halt ja. Ein Objekt, was.
Das hat mir Sebastian erzählt und das finde ich halt total krass.
Ich glaube, dass dann das, man muss sich schon sehr gut auskennen.
Nö.
Und sehr genau hinschauen. Ja. Das war ja gut versteckt. Also, wir verstecken uns. Muss halt morgens früh genug aufhören, bevor die ersten
Fußballgäste die Qualitäten auch wirklich dann.
Ich habe jetzt angefangen zu mischen und dann wussten wir das dann auch
nicht. Es gibt so viele verschiedene Möglichkeiten, das nicht zu verstehen, ne? Was wir da machen.
Nö. Vielleicht können wir sie mit
und manchmal klingt es vielleicht
Batterien locken.
Irgendwie
sowas mal sehen. Also irgendwas braucht man natürlich schon.
Ich brauche fast eine Art PPA-Modell.
Ja, sowas in der Art. Und dann wahrscheinlich wird es stattfinden auf dem Tempelhofer Feld, also so ein neuer Riesenpark da.
Ah ja.
Ehemalige Flughafen Tempelhof.
Nö.
Ja.
Kann mich
das schwer. Das ist schon enormer Raum. Mhm. Ja. Mhm. Ich habe auch so eine Taste bei mir.
Ja. Okay. Ach so.
Sehr praktisch.
Ja, das ist.
Und dann wahrscheinlich auch alles noch bezahlbar. Also, es hat. Das hat immer so ein etablierter Standard ist. Wo du keine. Keine Patente mehr zu zahlen sind und eigentlich alles lang schon bekannt ist. Ja.
Schlafrhythmusstörung hatte.
Naja.
Angeschrien, ich hab Hunger. So richtig so, wie so ein Vogel im Netz. So.
Das ist eher so China-Deutschland sozusagen.
Ich hab Hunger.
Brot mit Fisch. Küche, der Kühlschrank war leer. Game in der Erde. Das ist ganz gut. Ja.
Ja, so, okay.
Ja, unbedingt zurück.
Words are all we have.